This story today in the book of Acts is it's all about a man whose life was changed. In Acts chapter 3, we could practically recite it. We've read this and preached it. You know, I'm sure the guy in this story had no idea the impact that his life would make on so many people. In the moment, the blessing is ours. This man received a blessing in his life, and it was such a wonderful, wonderful happening that it's hard to focus on anything but now look at my life now. But centuries later, people are still preaching this man's story. Praise God. You'd be surprised at the impact you could have when you let Jesus work in your life. People that don't look like him, talk like him, know anything about him, nor he them, and it's changed their life. Your story of change is more powerful than you realize. We were made overcomers, the Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. That's the word of our change. It makes you an overcomer, but it also helps others to overcome as well. So in chapter 3 and verse 1, now Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. They went together. If there be two or three gathered together, Jesus said, in my name, I'm there in the midst. A certain man that was lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping, praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Simply want to preach today in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Would you just set your Bibles down and just raise your hands and close your eyes, and let's pray together for the lesson today, for the preaching of the word. Father, we give you honor and thanks today. Lord, we bow to the name of Jesus. You are Lord of all. Today, let us hear what the Spirit would say. Lord, let us receive it into our hearts, into good ground. Let it change us and make us better. Father, help me for just a few moments to feed the flock, to bless your people. God, let it change us all in this house today. We ask it in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen. Clap your hands real good to the Lord before you're seated. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You can be seated in the name of Jesus Christ. There is still life-changing power in the name of Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us that whatever we do in word or in deed, to do it all in the name of Jesus. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus changes things. It causes things to move. It brings light. It gives revelation. And when we try to do things outside of that name, it's like pushing a car uphill. It's hard. It can be done to a point, but at some point it won't go any further because we just don't have the power to do that. God has given us power in the name of Jesus. Jesus said of himself that all power in heaven and earth was given to him. We receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us, Acts 1 and 8. And then John 14 and 26 says that the Holy Ghost comes in the name of Jesus Christ. That means there's power in the name of Jesus. In John 14 and 14, Jesus said, if we ask anything in his name, anything in his name, I will do it. There is still power in the name of Jesus. And you know the great thing about that is that you don't have to know everything about him to access the power. You don't have, it could be the first time you've heard the name and you can still benefit from the power. It doesn't say that this man sitting at the temple knew anything about Jesus. It doesn't say that he, I don't know if he, surely with all that had been going on, possibly he had heard about him, but we don't know that. It doesn't say that he was a follower, that he was a disciple, that he was a student, that he believed anything about Jesus at all. But that didn't mean anything. There's a lot of people that hear Jesus for the first time, and immediately they're transformed. When Philip finds the eunuch riding across the desert in the chariot, he's reading from the scroll of Isaiah, and he doesn't understand because Isaiah didn't give the name. He just wrote about Jesus. And so when Philip gets into the chariot, the eunuch asked him, he said, is the prophet writing about himself or somebody else? Who's he writing about? And he said, Philip took the scroll and started at that place, and he began to preach Jesus unto him. And when they came upon water, he said, here's water. What does hinder me to be baptized? He said, if you believe, you can. He said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And he took him down in the water and he baptized him in the name of Jesus. And the eunuch went on his way. He heard about him on a chariot ride and his life was changed forever. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Although we're trying a lot of things in this world today to find ways to make ourselves better and comfortable and to change our situations and change what's going on around us and change our own lives. But friend, I tell you, you'll never find anything that works like Jesus. I'm not talking about just natural things. I mean, you can go on diets, you can change your lifestyle, you can change your job, you can do all kinds of things that will alter the state of your life. But if you and I want to be better, if you and I want real change, if you and I want something that's going to last, something that's going to hold up, something that's going to help us get through the day today, there's still power in the name of Jesus. Well, I know this ain't very deep, is it? But it don't have to be. Paul said, look, I'm not eloquent, I don't have fancy words, and I am determined to know nothing among you and to preach nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I don't have to talk about all the mysteries of the Bible to get a life change. I just need to start talking about the name of Jesus. Because what we need is a Savior. It needs to be more than just December when we realize that unto us a son is given. It needs to be more than just around Christmas that we begin saying there's born to us in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. But friend, every day somebody needs to know. It ought to be Christmas every day for somebody. We ought to start telling somebody every day there's been a Savior born. There's been a child given. There's the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. And the blood of Jesus still cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It still washes us from all sin. And the Holy Ghost still falls in the name of Jesus. There's still things going on in the name of Jesus. I wouldn't want to be having church around all kind of things except the name. There's all kind of services, all kind of things. And some, I even noticed that some gospel artists and singers, they sing all these songs and his name's never in them. How can it be a gospel song if his name's not in it? Because it's the gospel of Jesus Christ that is the power of God unto salvation. I remember years ago, back in the 90s, some of you kids weren't born yet, but I remember, when I got into the church, they introduced, because I didn't know gospel music. I mean, except like the Statler Brothers or something. I mean, I had all that stuff my dad would listen to in quartets. I couldn't stand that stuff, man. And so I said, I need some music. So they said, well, hey, here's Stephen Curtis Chapman, and here's here's a DC talk and yeah. You know, it's a but Jesus freak, you know. But then Michael English, though, wow. I heard him, so I was like, oh my goodness, this guy can sing so good, it's so good. And he sang a song in Christ Alone, and it was so powerful. And Mary, Did You Know? And all these songs we, you know, that people have redone and done, but they never do it like he did them. Well, it was powerful. And but then when his next album came out, his songs were good, but he didn't mention Jesus in a single song on that album, the second album. Now, he sung all around it, but the name wasn't there. And I don't know if it was, you know, the rise in fame, you know, his name's not very popular in Hollywood and the music industry and things and stuff like that, but I don't know if he was trying to, well, if I don't mention his name, I won't alienate anybody. But the name of Jesus don't alienate people. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. Of things in heaven, things in the earth, everything. It brings us together. It unifies us. We're in one body. That's the body of Christ. So the Spirit of Christ will become His. It unifies, puts everybody on the same plane. It don't alienate people. It brings people together. And it worries me that we can do so many things all around. And it can make you feel good. It can touch your emotions. It can, really make you admire the talent that is going on. But it's something about that name that starts making something move on the inside of you. When they start singing about that name, oh, there's something about that name. When they start singing about Jesus and Him coming in the clouds, when they start singing about Jesus and His blood, when they start singing about Jesus and His forgiveness and His love, boy, there's something that starts moving inside of you. And you realize there's something about that name. Jesus, one writer, you know, the God's people have always been careful about His name. And in the Old Testament, one writer said, "Save me by thy name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous run into and they are safe." I'm so thankful today that we know the name, that we know the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that when the angel came and spoke with Joseph and Mary and said, "And you will call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." I'm so glad that when John saw Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world." I'm so glad that Peter stood up when the men of the Jewish nation said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Because Peter had told them, "This same Jesus that you crucified is both Lord and Christ." And it pricked their hearts. And he said, "Now repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." I'm so thankful for the name of Jesus today. Whether we know it or not, whether we know it or not, we're going to call that name. One day, every knee will bow. I'd rather get a lot of practice here, bowing to the name of Jesus, falling on my face and worshiping Him, calling on Him in faith. Oh, thankful for what He's done in my life, because Jesus can change your life no matter the situation, no matter what's been going on. You don't know, preacher, you don't know what I've went through. You don't know what I come up in. You don't know how I was born and what's went on in my life. I don't have to know. I simply know that there is all power in heaven and earth in the name of Jesus. I just happen to know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I just know that Jesus can do anything and wants to do anything if we will allow Him. He will not force you into anything. And that's why this man's story, I think, is so special, because it lets us know. Of course, we saw this while Jesus walked, that it didn't matter if people had been born in a certain condition or how long they had the condition. He was able to do anything. And this man, it said he was a certain lame man. He was lame. His life was lame. You ever looked at your life and thought, "Man, my life's lame. I'm missing something. I'm living. I've got money coming in. I got people that take me places. I am around people, but there's something, though, the lameness of his life was preventing him from being like other people. And so as he is sitting there daily, they would carry him and lay him at the gate. Don't you get tired of just being carried about by anything? That's why there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's why the fivefold ministry was given for the perfecting of the saints. So we're not tossed about with every wind of doctrine, not just carried about here and there for everything, but we're to come into the unity of the faith. The faith of what? Of the name of Jesus. Because he has the power. And so they would take him and lay this man to the world. He was just a walking dead man. He didn't exist. His lameness would keep him from going into the temple. They didn't have anything to do with him as far as worship or being able to come in and hear the preaching of the word, because he could not enter in because he was not whole. So people will put you in places when they size up your life. They'll sit you in places so they know right where you are. And this is where they see you at. This is where they're used to having you at. And that's what they had done with him. They said they took him and set him daily by that gate. And everybody that went by saw him as they went in, because this is the lame man. I've been coming here 10 years, brother. He's been here every time. He's always here. Every service, he's here. People were used to seeing him there. And the only thing, but that was about to change. This was not a day just like any other. It wasn't just about Peter and John, but it was Peter and John together. And when there's two or more gathered together in his name, they wouldn't go in, believe me, these guys wouldn't go in anybody's name but Jesus. You could see two walking, but there was three there because Jesus was with them. And this guy had no idea what was about to happen. He, just like we came to church today, well, it's Sunday. We're going to church. That's what we do. But this don't have to be a day like any other. This can be the day. I've already preached about change one time today. But I'm telling you that this can be the day where things begin to change in your life. Not just you're going to feel a little better because you heard that Jesus loves you, this I know. But you're going to realize that there could be something that can cause a real change to happen in my life. And no matter how long I've been in this state, and no matter how long I've had to deal with this condition, today Jesus can change it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we can be different before we leave this place today. And so he was sitting by the gate, which is called Beautiful, looking for something to put in his pocket, something that'll just get me to the next day. He sees Peter and John. Hey, this way, shaking the cup, give me something. But Peter looked at him with John. He said, you look at us. Look at us. What do you think I'm doing, man? I'm looking at you. He said, no, you need to look. You need to fasten your eyes. And so he says, well, they're about to tell me something, about to give me something. He was expecting to receive something from them. But it wasn't coins, it wasn't money, it wasn't silver, it wasn't gold. And Peter said, I don't have money. I'm not going to give you something to just enable you to come back here tomorrow. I don't want to have an enabler church that all it does is talk about, now you know my church, you know, I, without the love of God, it ain't nothing. But if all we talk about is the love of God and we don't talk about the change, that he loved us so much, he loved us just like we are, but he loved us too much to leave us that way. He said, I come to change your life. I come to make all things new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Jesus came to change our life. And I don't want to be an enabler church where we make everybody smile and feel good, and we got good little clubs, and we got good little things going on, and we got hot dogs and hamburgers, and everybody just smiles and shakes hands and plays games together. But where's the change? It's in the name of Jesus. And when we get tired of patty cake, when we get tired of just, sing my favorite song, when we... let my favorite preacher get up today. When we get tired of let me sit in my favorite seat, or let me wear my favorite outfit, or let me, when we get tired of that, when we come to church to see Jesus, When we come here expecting to receive something, let me tell you, God will do exceeding abundantly above over all that we can ask or think. He'll do something. You'll walk out of here saying, ha, I never thought that was going to happen. Oh, I didn't have no idea that was coming. I thought, man, I was just going. I got invited. I thought I'd come sit down. And whoa, man, something started moving on me. Something got to turning inside of me. Don't you know when this man, when Peter reached down and took him by the hand, it said his ankles and his feet began to receive strength. He felt something going on inside of him that he had never felt his entire life. Just like when Brother Green was talking about that little girl, the bones was popping and cracking and things were lining up, and he was getting strength in his legs. And instead, he took him by the hand and said, in the name of the Son. No, wait, now he didn't say that. In the name of the Father. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand, and immediately he said he received that strength. He leaped to his feet. He had never done, he wasn't crawling. He leaped up. Never. This man didn't know what leaping was about. But God gave him the ability to leap. You'd be surprised what Jesus can do in an instant in your life if you let him. Things you've never done before. You'll throw your hands up. You'll lift your voice. You'll speak in other tongues. Friend, let me tell you, you don't know what God might just do in an instant in your life if you'll receive it. If you'll take it by the right hand. He took him by the right hand. You ought to lift your right hand up right now and say, here I am, Lord. Here I am in the name of Jesus Christ. Change me. Change me. I want something different. I want to be better. I want something new. I need something today, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey. He didn't get hurt along the way. It said he was lame from the womb. When he came into this world, his first breath, he was lame. There wasn't no watching his first steps. Wasn't no watching him crawl. Didn't watch him pull up or stand up. He couldn't do it. He had been carried from the time he was born. He was conformed to the condition of his birth. The Bible says we were all born into sin. There's none righteous. No, not one. We were born like that. But Jesus. But when the name of Jesus came, when the truth came, when the gospel came, when the gospel was preached and we obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death and burial and resurrection, when we were baptized in that wonderful name, being repented of our sins, we come up out of that water, the Bible says now we walk in the newness of life. Walk. All of a sudden we can do things we've never done before. This man was doing stuff he had never done before, and people were watching him do things he had never done before. And when they saw him, he said, they knew. Hey, he's out. Hey, bro, you out of place. That ain't where I put you. You've been lame all your life. You go sit back down. When Jesus gets done with you, ain't nobody got any business telling you, go sit back down. Don't you worry about what they know about your past. Don't you worry about what they know about where you've been or what you've done. When Jesus gets done, when it gets under the blood, it's washed away. He throws our sins as far as the east is from the west. One place it says he cast all my sins behind his back. When we go down in that water, the sin is remitted in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't matter what anybody remembers about you. It doesn't matter what they know. It don't matter if they was with you when you done it. I've seen a lot of people since I've been in church that was with me when I done it. And they're like, what happened to you? Jesus is what happened to me. I have no other words to tell you. I have no other things to say except that Jesus happened to me. That one night while I was sitting in church and I knew who I was and I knew what I had done, that Jesus began to move on my life. That while I sat in that pew, I felt something moving inside of me. While they were preaching about Jesus and speaking his word from the pulpit, I began to feel something come alive inside of me, something I had never felt before. And I began to weep, and I began to cry, and I found my way to the altar. And I said, God, whatever this is, don't ever let it go. Just make it stay, whatever it is. I want to keep it forever. And I prayed and cried and repented, and I jumped up and grabbed my pastor, and I said, I want to be baptized. He said, when? I said, tonight. It was freezing cold, ice water. I didn't care. We went in that water, and I was baptized in Jesus' name. And friend, that was in 1993, and my life was changed then, and it's never been the same. I've not wanted to. I've had hard days. I've had bad days, but the change that Jesus made is what'll keep you. People start turn over new leaves and do things all the time, and they quit it all the time. But whenever you have a real face-to-face with Jesus, and whenever you come to grips with that I need him, and when you repent and you know just get in touch with him, it'll change your life in such a way that you can keep walking and keep walking and keep walking and keep going and keep doing, and you never have to go back to the lameness that your life was. Why would that man ever go back and sit down by that gate? I think about the next time they held service and he walked by. I said, that's where I used to sit. But now I'm going on in the temple. And he was leaping and praising God. And I'm sure a lot of people thought, now I've been coming here for a long time. Do you see me acting like that? They want to shut. Hey, nobody's trying to shut nobody's fire down. They excited about Jesus. Let them be excited about Jesus. Well, you know, I've been in church 58,000 years, and I think y'all would be a little more dignified than that. You see these elders? Yeah, I do actually see our elders running and shouting. But, man, they're doing something that they've never been. Oh, there's something come alive in them. Something's happening in them. There's been a change in them, and there's nothing wrong with them lifting their hands and praising God and shouting and dancing and leaping for joy and being happy. Oh, there's church, yeah, and he was leaping and praising God. Because what was wrong with them wasn't wrong anymore. And when Jesus fixes what's wrong in you, oh, there's something that happens. And you want to praise God. When Jesus gets done with you, there's something, you want to be praising God. But this man, listen, I know how you feel. This guy, he knows how we feel. He had no hope or no expectation above what had happened every day. Just a few coins in the pocket, carry me home, carry me back tomorrow, a few coins in the pocket. You know, they were probably living off of him. That's how people do. Sit right there, hey, you know, look real, here, put these old clothes on today so you look pitiful. You'll get more money like that. They was probably living off of him. They was probably sad when he come walking in the house. What? Whoa, wait a minute. Probably didn't even say it's good to see you. Where's our income going to go? Oh, why is it so hard for us to just recognize the miracle that Jesus does in people's lives and be thankful that God has changed somebody? Oh, maybe they don't look exactly like we do or hadn't got it all together yet, but friend, God has done something. It's evident. The guy that you carry to the temple just walked through the door. And let me tell you this. It ain't self-righteous or holier than thou to let people see what Jesus has done in your life. But I don't want to seem like I'm all holier than thou or... Well, let me ask you something. Did Jesus fix something? Oh, yeah, man, I was addicted. And, man, Jesus took that from me. He broke them chains. Man, I'm clean now and I'm doing... But, you know, I just don't want to seem like... Somebody else that's lame, some other place in their life, needs to know that Jesus can fix lameness. Their lameness might be addiction. Their lameness might be depression. Their lameness could be lying. It could be drunkenness. It could be all kind of things. And whatever that lameness is, if they know that he can fix yours, he can fix mine. That there can be a change in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you today, there's power in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you've been let down before or disappointed by programs or friends or people or whatever. God won't let you down. I'm sure he thought, because he had lived his whole life this way, this is all I'll have. This is all I'll ever be. But that day, Jesus had other plans. He was a beggar. He wanted something. I feel like we get into a beggarly state sometimes. Oh, that's what he does. He wanted something, so he asked. What he wanted wasn't what he needed. Sometimes what we want isn't what we need. God wants to give you what you need. I find it hard to believe Peter had done learned you can get coins out of the mouth of a fish. I find it hard to believe that they didn't have some kind of money on them. I believe he wanted him to know, silver and gold have I none for you. But what I do have, I'll give it to you. Rise up and walk. It changed his location. It changed his situation. It changed his life. It changed his future. It stopped his past. Everything now will be different because of the name of Jesus. Life had put him down, but the resurrection and life had lifted him up. And that's what Jesus can do in this house today. Life is trying to put you down, but the resurrection and the life can lift you up today. He can get you back on your feet. One writer said, he got me out of a horrible pit. He got me out of the miry clay. And he put me on a solid rock, and he established my goings. He got me out of the mess that I was in and gave me solid ground. He gave me direction. He showed me how to go. That's what he can do today. And that's why we baptize people in his name, because that's the power to cleanse us from sins. And that's why the Holy Ghost comes in his name, because that's the power to live and walk in new life. That's why this man's past, hey, listen, his past stopped, but it was still able to be remembered because people said, this is him that I've seen every day for the last 10, 15, 20 years, however old he was. I've seen him here every day. This is him. I see it. But now he's leaping. He's jumping. What happened? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Your life can be new if we get in Christ. He's not a beggar anymore. That occupation stopped that day. Just like those men that Jesus would say, take up your bed and walk. You never have to lay on that lie again that this is all you'll be. I've healed you. I've made you whole. Walk, walk, walk. God is trying to raise us up today. There's power in the name of Jesus. You don't have to be a beggar anymore. It's time to get out of that begging mode and start worshiping God. Start worshiping. Start praising. Start. Oh, that's it. Just lift the voice for a moment of worship. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't just pull him to his feet and say, now stand in this same spot. Just stand here. Just stand right here. Don't walk. Quit. When he got up on his feet, he knew, I'm on my feet for a reason. Don't just rise up, but rise up and walk. Start leaping, start praising, start living, start doing something that you've never done before. Let people see you doing things you've never done before. They saw him, and the only conclusion is he's different. It's him. You know, when I showed up at work the day after that powerful Wednesday night where God changed my life, I showed up that Thursday, and people were like, man, what has happened to you? Because I come in the door telling people about Jesus that day. I come in clocking it. Hey, you know Jesus. You ever got the Holy Ghost? You ever been at, I was just, and they were like, so usually I come in talking about things I can't even say over this microphone. Because that's how I was. I was rough. Usually come in talking, cussing, carrying on, telling jokes you shouldn't tell, doing stuff, making comments you shouldn't make, acting ways you shouldn't act. And I come in, y'all ain't gonna believe what happened to me last night. Listen what happened. I was sitting in church. I was sitting in the pew, and God started moving in that place. He was talking. It started moving something. I was in the altar. I was crying. I was telling, you know, that's how I was telling it, too, because I was so excited. I didn't know how to, is there a way to tell your testimony? I just word vomited all of it. And this is who I am now. The end. And they were like, oh, we'll see tomorrow. But the next day, the same guy that was now walking came in again. And then the next day, the next week, and the next month, the same guy that Jesus had changed, he kept showing up day after day after day, because he didn't heal me and change me so I could fall back. He said, now you need to go on and walk in the newness of life. And let me tell you, people begin to realize there must be something what he's got. And then they start asking me, hey, where is your church? I've been kind of looking for a church. You know, can you show me some of that scripture in that Bible you got? And people start coming to me asking me, because evidently it must be real, because the guy we worked with for several years, for about 3 years, he don't show up no more. You punching in with his card, but it ain't the same guy coming in anymore. And we want to know what happened. What happened to you? Jesus is what happened. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Honey, come to the music. I'll get ready to come on. I can't say it but so many ways. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name. I can't say it but so many ways. It's power. Power. Wonder working power. In Ephesians chapter 2, just listen. Just I want you to think about yourself right now and listen to the words that I'm fixing to read you. In Ephesians 2, chapter 4, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us, moved us, quickened us together with Christ. You see, Christ and alien, he brings us together, quickens us together. By grace are you saved. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Even when we were dead in sins, because of his great love toward us, he quickened us. That's a change. Quickening is a change. That's a change in your life. He quickened us. He changed us together with Christ. He changed us because he loved us. Oh, his grace is there. It's still by grace through faith are you saved, but it's faith in the name of Jesus. And so he raised us up together, and he made us sit together. He's got a place for us, and what he's done in our life, it constrains us to be in those heavenly places, Christ Jesus. And then he said in verse 12, there was a time when you were without Christ. You were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, had no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He knew our condition, but he changed it. And he said, there was once a time where you were without me, but now there is a time where you are with me. I have drawn you closer to me, drawn you near, made you close by the blood of Christ. Stand with me this morning. In that story, the story of that man actually carries over into the fourth chapter of Acts, because now the disciples are going to be questioned because of what happened. And in Acts 4 and 7, when they set Peter and John in the midst, they said, by what power or by what name have you done this? In verse 10, the meat of the answer is this: be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. In Acts 4 and 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name is Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ, it can change your life forever. It can change your life today. Today, there's still power in the name of Jesus. Still power in the name of Jesus. Today, God has had me preach two messages about change. I think God's talking to somebody. I remember when he was talking to me, and I knew. But you've got to come to the realization, I need that change. Because people can tell you, you know, people can tell you, you need a change. Preachers can preach it, you need a change. You can even read it, I need a change. But until you admit it, because God's not going to force that change on you. But he offers the power to change. So while she's playing, I'm going to open the altar and just make an appeal to you today. Maybe you know there's a place in your life, an area, some lameness, something that's going on. God can change it today. Maybe you've never come to know him fully. Maybe you've never said, you know, I want to try that name. You could come today. There'll be people to pray with you. Pray a prayer of repentance. Maybe you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus. The water is ready for you today. You could be baptized in Jesus' name. If you believe that he died for your sins and rose from the dead, you can do it today. And your sins, your past can be washed away. And you can start. This guy had never walked before, but he had to take the first step. Sure, it was kind of strange. Felt different. I'm not used to this, but it's still what Jesus gave me, a walk. And it's different, and it might feel different. You may not be very sure about each step for a little while till you learn, but it's what Jesus gives you. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So while she's playing this morning, I open the altar. And if you'd like to come and pray, if you need the Holy Ghost, it's for you today. Come and pray. Repent. Find a place of change today. Don't let this be a day like any other. Let this be the day.